Why did Cheryl Taggart in Atlas Shrugged have to commit suicide? And for those who haven't read it, she was a young girl, completely innocent, conscientious, naive, non-intellectual, a very positive view of man, a potential hero worshiper. And then she found that the man that she was in love with was a total, unbelievable monster. And that he reflected the entire world around her. Now, Ayn Rand wanted to show through Cheryl that a good but completely non-philosophical mind is doomed to destruction in the world as it was depicted in Atlas Shrugged. Basically because there's no way for such a person to understand or deal with people, no glimpse of a hope. Eddie Taggart had Dagny, but she had absolutely nothing except the discovery that she was looking up to and enshrining utter depravity, and the world was cheering him on. To her, the world was insane, and she couldn't live in it. She couldn't function. Now, Kira in We the Living was caught in an impossible world, but she had a way of escaping. But here, with Cheryl, the problem is the nightmare is in her mind. She can't answer, can't understand, so there is no escape.